there, everyone. Welcome to episode 191 of Let's Be Honest Before We Start Pretending. This is Coach Kelly, and I am super excited about a new month, a new theme, and I cannot wait to dive in. Happy April. Today is April 1st, April Fool's Day, as they say. However, today's episode is not here to fool you. In fact, it is here to inspire you and really help show you how magical you are. So I'm excited. So this month's theme on the podcast is all about intention. And so we're going to start off today about we are magical, and we have three episodes this month. And so mid-month, we're going to talk about how do you initiate your intention, meaning putting it into action. And then we're going to wrap it up with checking in on results, because results go hand in hand with intention. And I'm going to help you look at results from two different angles, because when we do, we really capture some amazing learning from that as well. Okay. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about intention, what it is, why it's important, and why I say we are magical beings. Intention is something that you aim to do, a plan. It's a direction in which you're going in. And really and truly, whether you hit the thing or not, it is composed of some components, some different pillars, if you will, that go into intention that really help you get very, very clear on your intention. And so there's a couple things we're going to go over, but I want you to remember that intention is something that you plan to do. It's a plan, it's an aim, something you're going for. And the dictionary even says that. I won't get the dictionary quote absolutely verbatim, but the dictionary talks about it's, you know, it's an aim, it's a plan, something you are going to do. Okay. Now, oftentimes I will hear as a coach, that wasn't my intention. Okay. I will hear it all the time. And I'm going to really challenge everyone to say this instead. And the more we dive in this month, the more this will make sense to you. That was not my plan. Okay. That was not my plan. So even though the dictionary talks about intention is a plan, there are some components that go into it. There's a saying out there, you know, she had good intentions, right? Well, we always want to presuppose that human beings have positive intent. Absolutely. But that's another episode we'll go into later. So intention sometimes can get a little confusing, I think, for people. What we're going to talk about today is intention and how that is a magical part of who we be and where you can utilize that to achieve the things that you want to achieve. So intention is something that personally I think lives, you know, underneath the surface in us, if you will. If you think of an iceberg, right, an iceberg out in the ocean, the saying is that we only really see about 10% of it, 10% of it. And the other 10% lives under the water and we don't really see it, right? And the same is true for our conscious brain and our subconscious brain, right? Our conscious brain, we're really in tune with. We can almost see it, if you will, right? We can hear it, we can experience it. But the subconscious, we're not really always privy to it, which is why last month we started with leading with your genius, right? Taking the lead and leading with your genius. And we talked about your natural knowing. We talked about the intuitive parts of you, right? And we talked about ways that you could get in touch with that inner genius, okay? So that's also under the surface. So I studied intention for quite some time. And I really thought, how is it that people really do create, they set out to create exactly what they say that they want? Mind you, I don't believe that it's necessarily done easily or without effort or something like that, okay? I believe there's a lot that goes into it. So I just remember becoming really interested in intention when I trained as a coach and trained as a facilitator. Certainly, we were trained in intention and what intention is and all the things. And I was like here for it. I thought it was fantastic. And so the thing that I became so interested in was the four components of intention, and they are purpose, outcome, energy, and commitment. Purpose, outcomes, energy, and commitment. And I was like, let's go. Let's go. You always hear me say on this podcast, you know, we don't go anywhere without P and O, which is purpose and outcome. Purpose answers why, outcome answers what, right? And so that we've talked about so many times. I'm going to talk about it today too. And then the energy and the commitment piece, I was like, tell me more, tell me more. And really practicing this in when things pan out the way that I want them to, or when they panned out in the way that I didn't want them to. Both have everything to do with my intention. Okay. So on episode, this is one, episode 193, we're going to dive into looking at results and gathering the learning so you can see when it works the way we want it to and when it works the way we don't. So I won't leave you hanging. I'm just giving you a little teaser. We're going to go there. Okay. We're going to go there. But today, what I want to talk about is, do you ever think about those times where, you know, again, people are really, really great at creating exactly the things they want? Or sometimes we hear it manifesting their intention. We hear it in those terms too. And I believe that the reason is because they have learned how to get very, very clear, and they keep going and they keep studying themselves and they keep looking at their results and seeing what works and what doesn't work until they get where they're going. Okay. And it doesn't always mean that we're going to necessarily hit it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But wherever we land is basically what we intended. Again, I'm going to dive in deeper into this in the next two episodes. But for today, let's break down, how do you get clear on your intention? Okay. And so I would suggest that you look at the four components of intention. So there's something that you want in your life. I want you to think about that. What is that right here, right now? And maybe write that down. Okay. Or put it in your notes. If you're taking a walk while you're listening to the podcast, or you're on a treadmill or something like that, just pop them in your notes on your phone. Okay. What is it that I want? What's something that I want? It could be professional, personal. It could be within your well-being. What is something that I want? Okay. And that is going to answer the second component of intention, and that is outcome. That is the what, right? That is, what is it I want? What am I going for? Okay. You guys heard me talk about this when I was talking about my knee replacement. This was way back in the first knee replacement. So more than a year ago, because I had my first knee replacement in February of 2023. And we talked about it, you know, that I knew I wanted to change something in my health, and it was going to require nifty new knees. That was a part of it. And then there were some challenges that came up. There was a weight loss challenge, right? Losing 7 pounds. Okay. So I really dug into what I wanted to create, and I dug into my intention. And so I remember when it was like, what do I want? Well, I knew I wanted to have the surgery. I did not want to prolong it. The knees were done and they needed to be replaced, and we were going to do one at a time. And so I knew that what was getting in the way of having that was 7 pounds. 7 pounds. All right. So I looked at, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You want to have the knee replacement, and there's 7 pounds that's getting in the way. Okay. At least that's what it appeared to be, right? 7 pounds. And you have, I want to say it was like two and a half weeks to, you know, release that. Three, maybe it was three. It's, you know, it's on an episode. I can link that in the show notes. Okay. So I got to get really clear about what I wanted. And I got to get clear about why I wanted it, why I wanted it. I want it because I want to be able to be active. I want to live. I want to be able to move with ease. I want to be able to dance. I want to be able to walk well and go on hikes. And there was a whole bunch of things again that I said. And it was important to me because I want to live. Like, I want to be active. I want to be healthy. I want to, carry that into my future. I am 57 years old. At the time, I was about to turn 56. Okay. It was so incredibly important to me. Okay. So, outcome, what you want, purpose, why you want it, and why it's important. And I got to dig in really, really deep because there was a time where losing 7 pounds would be a piece of cake, absolutely. That was not the time. That this was not the time. Not right now. Okay. So I know myself, and I tend to be like go big or go home kind of person, right? And so I was really thinking, what am I going to aim for? And I put out 15 pounds. Now, let me just say that is a giant comfort zone stretch. I wasn't going to be starving myself or anything like that, but I was going to lose more than like double what was required. I figured, why not? Okay. So shoot for the moon. Okay. That's where I was going. So I had to look at what's the energy. Okay. That's the third component. What's the energy I'm going to bring into this? And when I think about energy, energy flows where our attention goes. Energy flows where our attention goes. I did not make that up. That is a Esther Hicks Abraham quote. Okay. Energy flows where our attention goes. And so I had to get really clear, even though I was like, this is a very tall order, a very tall stretch. However, I know me. I know me. And I know if I shot for seven, I don't know, it might have been five. Okay. I just know me. And this is just where I was at that time. Okay. This is where I was at that time. So I said 15. Okay. So the energy meant that I got to focus on releasing 15 pounds, whatever those pounds were, right? Water, fat, whatever those pounds were, okay? It could be muscle, right? It could be all of that in order to get the surgery, right? So I'm giving you this example. I'm not saying it's right, it's wrong, it's this or that, it's good or bad. It's just what was occurring for me at the time, okay? So my energy, I got to get some support. Like my energy was like, be open for help, be open for some suggestions, be open to help with removing some blocks. And like every day I got to have the let's go energy. That's what I call it, is my let's go energy. Because whether I believed I could do it for that day, I was believing, right? Every single day. So my mindset was very open. I had a very realistic mindset, but also at the same time, I was open. Okay. And I was curious, and I had what I call my let's go energy. Okay. So, energy, I want you to think about it as mindset and perhaps that effort that you're going to put into it, not from any like judging, like I'm not putting effort or enough or this or that, but like, what am I going to put into this? Where am I going? Right. Like, what am I going to put into this? Like, no other way but to move forward towards it. Right. Like, this is where I'm going. Okay. And then finally, commitment has everything to do with it shows up over time. Okay. So I had a by when. I knew when I needed to go into the doctor's office and weigh in, right? I knew that. So that by when was very clear. And so that was the by when. That was my deadline. That was the aim. That's where I was going. Okay. And so I knew that. And then it was going to show up in action. Okay, not just all these great thoughts that I had about it. It was going to show up in action. So, part of this getting clear about your intention is not just here's what I'm thinking about or here's what I'm doing. It's marrying them both together. It is getting really clear on your thoughts as well as being in action. And I like to just have it be bold action. I believe in stretching outside the comfort zone, not doing what's just comfortable or what I like. There were things in there that I can't say I was like, woo, like, like yippee-yay, I love this. It didn't matter because results don't really attach themselves to how you feel about something in that moment. Something had to be more important than how I was feeling. Okay. So commitment shows up in time, it shows up over time, and it shows up in action. So I knew, and this is why I was blown away with what I created, quite frankly, because it was a short amount of time, about it was somewhere 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. And I had, upped the ante on what I was going to lose weight wise. So it was 15 pounds. And remember, 7 was required, 15 was where I was going. So on the day that I got to weigh in, I'll just share with you, if you haven't heard the episode, I lost 12 pounds. Okay, 12 pounds. And by the way, I was ecstatic. I was ecstatic. I was like, yes, let's go. Now, some people might question, but it wasn't the 15. No, it wasn't the 15. It wasn't the 7. It was 12. Now, I have been asked over and over and over again, how did you do that? When and how come you can't do it again? Okay, we're going to dive into those things. I'm going to use this example, weight loss, because I have a real example I can share with all of you, and I can share, the links to those and some of the learning so that you can refresh yourself or listen to it if you haven't heard it before. We will dive into that. And I want you to be thinking about what is it that I want? It could be very different than weight loss, okay? What is it that I want? That's one of the components. It's the second component called outcome. I always start with outcome, what I want first, and then I go to purpose. It's just the way my brain works best. But some people are like, I know why I want something, even before they might know exactly what it is. Do what works for you. But I had to know what I wanted. I had to know why I wanted it, why it was important. And that's purpose and outcome, okay? Or outcome and purpose, okay? And then what was the energy? What was I bringing to this? What was I going to be focusing on? What was I going to focus on? Was I going to focus on, there's no way I can't do this, it's impossible? Or was I going to focus on possibility and keep my mind focused there so that my energy flowed that way? And by the way, when you do, it's amazing what other possibilities show up. I had people checking in with me. I had people that asked me if I was open to some suggestions. The answer was yes, please. I made some shifts. I stayed curious about it. One so simple as like water. And a very, very good friend of mine said, "Hey, I know you put some hydration stuff in your water, and I'm curious, have you checked the sodium amounts on that hydration?" And I was like, no, I didn't even think about that. Right. But I stayed open to it. I love putting my flavored hydration in my water because it tastes delicious and I drink more water. Right. But I hadn't thought about sodium and where for me that could really hold on to some water. Fun fact, I checked it and it had a pretty good amount. And so I challenged myself to drink water in its pure form. And I did that and it made a difference. It made a difference. I still will on occasion add some hydration to my water. I love the flavor. I love all of it, but it's not, it, I learned something, right? And I made some changes and also changed my relationship with water, by the way. Like so much comes from intention. It's incredible. I had no idea the part of my intention was to change my relationship with water. Fascinating. That'll be another episode. Okay. And then commitment meant that every single day I got to be in action toward it. I did things where I made sure that I ate. I made sure that I ate healthy. I made sure that I moved my body. I made sure that I hydrated and I did it. Now, those are some of the things that I can answer and how. And interestingly enough, have I been able to replicate that again? No, I haven't. But I also haven't looked at it. I haven't processed it. I'm starting to look at it now. And I, as far as moving forward on some health goals that I have, because here's the thing, I know I can actually do it again. I believe that. I believe that. Okay. I might have just gone off on a tangent. You're welcome. And I trust that there's value in that. Okay. So, what I want you all to think about is what do I want? Why do I want it? Why is it important? What is the energy that I want to bring to this? What must shift in order to stay the course? And then commitment, let me check in every single day on my commitment. And by the way, I did that. I started my day looking at what was ahead of me, and I ended my day checking in to see what worked and what didn't work, and then what was going to shift tomorrow in order to do it. When I hit the 12 pounds, I was like, what? I was so excited and I felt magical. I felt like I had literally bippity boppity booed myself. Like literally, I felt like I had a magic wand and went boop, and it shall be. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. Now, it wasn't a magic spell, a magic potion, a magic wand, anything like that, but it was tapping into my power. Okay. My power. It was getting so incredibly clear about what is it that I really want? Why do I want it? And what is going to be required in order for me to have that? Okay. 12 was my intention based on the results where I landed. 12 pounds prior to that knee replacement was the intention. I was here for it. I was here for it. And here's the thing. For those of you who are looking at releasing weight and letting it go, take it in the increments that work for you because you can go again and go again and go again. So many times we can often give up on ourselves and forget that we actually have that magic within inside of us, within inside of us, is that correct? The magic inside of us in order to create the things that we want. But we got to be willing to study ourselves. We got to be willing to do the work. We got to be willing to get clear on our intention and keep going. Okay. So, four components to intention: purpose answers why, outcome answers what, energy is where is my focus, what's going to be required of me to go for it, right? And commitment is the action and having a deadline. Right? A by when, if you will, it's going to happen so that you can measure it, track it, keep in the game. All right. And intention, again, you're bringing it from your subconscious to your conscious and you're focusing on it every day so that you stay the course, you stay on plan, and you keep going. Now, intention doesn't mean you have to be perfect about it. That's not what I'm saying. But you get to continue to work towards it. And as we move forward through the month, I am super excited because next episode, we're going to talk about getting into action towards things, right? How do you initiate that intention? It's like, I've got this great plan. Now, how do I initiate it? And then on our third episode, we're going to take a look at how do I learn from this? How do I check results in a way that whether I hit it or I didn't hit it, whether I got what I wanted or I didn't, I am really learning how to master intention, how to continue to initiate that intention. So I am super excited about it. And so that is where we're headed. Remember, you have a choice to lead your life or follow your circumstances. And who emerges from taking the lead in their lives? They are intentional. They are clear on their intention. It is a work in progress, right? So, don't worry. More always gets revealed, okay? It's not like, boom, in this nanosecond, I have it. It requires studying yourself, paying attention, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work. So remember, more always gets revealed as you move forward. So take those pauses, let go of worry, let go of doubt, and live fully the best version of you. You get to do that, okay? As we continue, I will not only use weight loss, I will utilize some professional examples, some well-being examples as we continue to move along. But I'd love to hear from you. So let me know what's percolating from you. You can click in the show notes and you can drop me a 90-second message and tell me what's percolating when you think about intention, getting clear on intention, and intention being your own personal magical wand, if you will. Okay, so click those show notes, leave me a message. Let's stay connected. You can follow me on Instagram at Kelly Mobeck. You can visit my website, kellyjmobeck.com. Join us in Uplift Her Circle. That's a private group on Facebook where we continue the conversations. And I would love to stay connected. I am super excited about this theme. We're going to dive even deeper on the next episode, and we're going to dive even deeper when we wrap it up. So, have a great week ahead. Stay intentional. And if it's not shaping up the way you want it to, take the lead and create a fantastic one. Let's be intentional. I'll talk with you all soon. Take care.